WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the fifth consecutive month, College Station school board members discussed a first-ever policy that spells out how to respond to increasing student populations. Final action will be considered next month. That follows no opposition to the latest draft, which was discussed by four trustees at this week's workshop. Superintendent Clark Ely says other things will be considered before looking at changing boundaries.
Limiting some transfers in and out, adding additional staffing or differentially staffing, moving some programs, putting some temporary classrooms in there, perhaps capping enrollment. Those are the things that we can do that won't really, we won't need additional funding for building new facilities to do that or to change attendance lines.
Each January, the board would get an update showing building usage and the socioeconomic makeup of student bodies at each campus. You can read the latest draft online at WTAW.com. For the third time this month, College Station police has arrested a Bryan man. It's the second time in 15 days that 27-year-old DeJavion Washington is accused of violating a protection order. According to CSPD arrest reports, officers were sent to an apartment to investigate a report of marijuana and firearms. Washington, who was one of the occupants, was arrested for possessing a handgun as a convicted felon. He is also in jail after being accused of violating protection orders that are related to a June 1st arrest for assaulting and injuring a woman. A Navasota woman was arrested in a College Station motel room on charges of possessing four credit cards that did not belong to her. Police received a call from one of the victims that her card was used without her consent for a multiple night stay at the Easy Travel Inn. According to the arrest report, the motel employee said they manually entered the credit card number after the card would not scan. In the motel room, officers found a prepaid gift card that had no numbers on it and a label maker with four sets of labels matching the credit card numbers of the victims. That led to the arrest of 33-year-old Stephanie Hood for fraudulent possession of identifying information. Three teenagers were arrested yesterday morning for burglary and theft of a firearm. Just before 5 a.m., College Station police responded to the Wood Creek subdivision off Emerald Parkway after a citizen reported seeing three men with backpacks going through his neighbor's vehicle. According to the arrest report, officers located 18-year-olds Tyler and Trevor Bagby of College Station and a 13-year-old juvenile and determined that they had taken property and a firearm from vehicles that they had burglarized. The property was recovered and returned to the owners. This weekend, the Bryan Amateur Radio Club is hosting their annual Field Day event. Member Philip Gates says the nationwide event is a great way for the public to learn what amateur radio operators do for the community.
If people come out, they're going to see us using our equipment set up on the spot with portable generators, emergency power. We're going to have antennas that we're going to erect there in the park. And they're going to see us using our equipment, much like we would in an emergency, to establish communication.
Gates says there will also be testing opportunities for license exams and upgrades. The two-day event is at Brian Bachman Park. Visit bryanarc.org for details. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. Be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, June 24th features Corey Morrow with guest Cameron Nelson. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase that Saturday, June 24th at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hallmark Fabric Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today and hot, high temperature 94 to 98. Tonight, periods of clouds and 74 to 78. Not as hot on Saturday with clouds around. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. A few showers, low 70s on Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a shower or a thunderstorm, and again, upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, in the College World Series, we'll take a look at TCU's win over Louisville, advancing them to face Florida in Omaha. Meanwhile, the Aggie baseball team announced their annual list of team honors yesterday. We'll take a look at some of them. And the Astros are the first team in the majors to reach 50 wins after a sweep of the A's, while the Rangers bounced back again to take down the Blue Jays. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so it's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. If you're a black coffee drinker, could have some really, really bad news.
No.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, and well, also, it's an old study.
Okay.
So what?
So it's true.
Well, yeah, and what it was doing has continued to do that to you.
Dang it.
So just wanted to let you know. At a recent Miss Sailfish Regatta bikini contest in Florida,
of course,
report of an assault involving two of the female contestants in which one female hit the other and with some high heel shoes.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. Now, deal is, though, the type of high heel was not specified in the police report.
Mm.
Not sure, it could have been
wedge. Skipping over details.
Yep, could have been a pump stiletto.
We need to know these things.
Yeah, because a stiletto is more of like a stab.
Yeah.
A wedge is more of like a brick to your head.
What is a spool heel?
I have no idea.
Okay. Or it could have been a platform shoe, they're saying as well. We're not sure. But anyway, while we're in Florida, we'll just stay right there. Police in Florida say one Lawrence Patrick Sullivan pointing a gub at cars driving by.
Ooh.
Well, officers, as they say here, contacted him. He said, "I have a gun in my pocket." Officers found that was true and that it was loaded. They asked him if he had a permit. He said, "Nah, I can't afford them. They're expensive."
Nah.
They're expensive. Okay. Here's one from yesterday.
He didn't say why he was pointing them at
cars.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. I guess as long as he wasn't pulling the trigger, he thought he was okay.
Doing all right. Yeah. Target practice. Target, I think that was probably what
probably
it was.
He's probably
working on his sight.
He's making gun noises in his head.
It's like, I'm helping you guys. Yeah. I'm making people think that it's a speed trap.
Yeah. In the Ice Cub Academy, Southwest England, they opened on Thursday morning, and an estimated 30 boys arrived wearing skirts. Sure about this?
No. I did not.
Well, as the temperature soared about 85 degrees over there in England, the teenage
boys said,
"Hey, look, why can't we swap our long pants for shorts?" Would make sense.
But, of course, it wasn't part of the school uniform.
They were told no. Shorts weren't permitted because of the aforementioned uniform policy.
Uniforms are more important than you dying of heat stroke.
Right. When they protested that girls were allowed to be bare-legged.
Uh-huh.
The school said the boys are free to wear skirts if they want to.
See? And they were like, call in your blood. Challenge
exactly.
Accepted.
You're talking to teenage boys. Of course they're going to come to school in skirts.
So on Wednesday, a handful of them did so.
Oh, yeah.
Some had borrowed from their girlfriends. Others from their sisters. And a few and even shave their legs.
Hey, at least they were thinking of the public.
That's right.
Well, those are the ones that maybe took it a little too far.
Well, you never know.
Info.
Mason.
Do not challenge kids.
No, no, no.
They'll come up with a way to make it work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yep.
True. Especially when it comes to clothing.
Ooh, and I bet they really thought it was nice and breezy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going, oh,
oh,
wow.
We've been missing
hey,
out.
That's right.
I get it now.
Yeah.
The Scottish makes so much sense now.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
The Hispanic Forum O'Brien College Station presents their 19th Annual Scholarship Gala Saturday, July 15th at the Brazos Center. Brought to you by Ashley Home Store, Central Texas Sinus and Allergy, and Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Featuring David Garcia Los Musicales with special guest Ram Herrera and the Texas Unlimited Band. Benefiting graduating seniors of O'Brien College Station. Tickets at Manuel's and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, Al's Formal Wear, and the law offices of Rodriguez and John Bear. Doors open at 6 p.m. with a cash bar, live and silent auction.
Hey, good morning. It's 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. It's the weekend for birthdays and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We'll start today with Friday being Public Service Day. Do that if you're okay. So inclined. It's a good thing. National Hydration Day. That's a pretty
Ooh,
good thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially when it's this hot.
Yeah. Yep.
Consider the alternative.
Mm.
It's Runner Selfie Day.
Careful.
Don't know why that has to be.
That's tough. Even when I used to do the walking thing all the time, I would try to take a selfie every once in a while. It's hard to do that even walking.
You're
I
right.
can't imagine running.
It's National Eat at a Food Truck Day.
Ooh, okay. We have a few of those.
Yeah. That can end well and sometimes not. Just,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
see. Just because it comes out of a truck doesn't mean it's necessarily different, okay?
True.
There's, you know, they do, but I saw a food truck thingy the other day, and this lady makes little bitty donuts.
Okay.
They're about the size of a, I don't know.
But not a donut hole. They're like little donuts.
Little
okay.
donuts.
That's
and
cool.
They,
interesting.
Four,
well, and apparently gotten going to be setting up on campus.
Okay.
Do that in coffee. You can only sell about a million of those.
Oh, for sure.
And it is Coda here?
She's not.
All right.
She's
okay.
not. I thought about making a visit later.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. Well, you see, and you could. That's the other thing. That's a good point. It's take your dog to work day. Doesn't mm-hmm. mean dog stays the entire day.
Right.
You could just say, okay, this is where mom works and walk the dog through. And
because I'll be honest like, with you, at, yeah. You know, 4:15 in the morning,
yeah.
she's still in bed.
Yeah.
She's looking at me like, I ain't going anywhere right now.
No, you got to have a really good, is there food somewhere? You know, we could do
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
If it's just to kind of get up and move around, I got a schedule.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All right. You have birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Let's see here. Duffy is 33.
No.
She's a British singer. She sang a song called Mercy. She actually has a really cool voice, very kind of
classic.
But
she hasn't come out with anything in a really since that hit,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much, yeah.
yeah.
But, you know, her music has been featured on Grey's Anatomy, ER,
yeah.
Smallville, mm-hmm. and the Sex and the City movies.
Okay. Right.
Melissa Rauch is 37. She's Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, yeah.
The second LT.
Uh-huh.
He's 38.
Yeah.
Jason Mraz is 40.
Singer mm-hmm. dude.
He's got great music.
Yep.
KT Tunstall is 42. She did the song Suddenly I See, if you remember that one.
Okay.
Selma Blair's 45. Mm. She was most recently on that FX show Anger Management with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Martin Kleba's 48. He's in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. He plays the crew member Marty.
Okay.
The little guy.
Mm-hmm.
Chico DeBarge is 51.
Sure.
Chico.
They're all about DeBarge on this on the service that I get these and birthdays
lots
from.
Lots of DeBarges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Joss Whedon is 53. Mm-hmm. He's a good, he's kind of a nerd icon with all the things that he directs. And actually, the Justice League movie, Zack Snyder was the director, but he had a family tragedy and had to step down. Joss Whedon took over to direct the movie, so that's coming out soon, and
right.
so that's going to be pretty cool. Frances McDormand is 60.
She's funny.
Yeah, been in a lot of stuff.
Married to one of the Farrelly brothers, too.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that explains why she's in all their
that's
movies.
That's right, exactly. Works cheap.
Oh, no, it's the Coen brothers
oh,
that
Coen
she's
brothers,
in the movies.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Well, no, that's
she's
the one.
She's married
that,
to the...
Then, no, no, it's one of the brothers.
To the Coen brother. Okay.
All right.
All right.
I'll go find it. But anyway.
Randy Jackson, 61. Former American
Randy.
Idol judge.
Yeah.
Dog. Glenn Danzig is 62. he was in the Misfits and then later on was his own thing as Danzig.
Sure.
Clarence Thomas is 69.
Supremes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Ted Shackelford, who played Gary Ewing on Knott's Landing,
oh my,
is 71.
There you go. On Saturday it's National Pralines Day.
Okay.
Swim a lap day.
Just one.
Yeah, just and then you can get out. Yeah. It's National Kissing Day. Probably need to ask permission ahead
of time. Oh, we already had that this week.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe they had twice. Who knows? All right, birthdays.
Candace Patton's 29, plays Iris West on The Flash. Uh-huh. Lionel Messi is 30.
He's pretty good.
Soccer player guy.
And pretty rich.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Very.
Solange Knowles is 31, Beyonce's kid sister.
The one that no one knows.
Mm-hmm. Minka Kelly is 37 from Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Mindy Kaling is 38 from
she's
The Office.
Funny.
Yeah. And man, she also had the Mindy project.
Yeah. And she's just done a really good job with, you know, promoting, women in general,
sure.
But just like coming from a different background and different culture and stuff like that. She's really good at what she does.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. Sherry Stringfield's 50 from ER.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Danielle Spencer's 52, played D. Thomas on What's Happening.
Ah.
Nancy Allen is 67 from RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
And also from RoboCop, Peter Weller.
Oh, the RoboCop.
Yeah. RoboCop birthdays.
Yeah. He's 70.
Uh-huh.
Fleetwood Mac is, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac is also 70.
Okay.
Colin Blundstone is 72, lead singer of the Zombies. What's Your Name? Who's Your Daddy song, you know?
Yeah, from like 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff Beck is 73.
Plays the guitar pretty well.
Yeah, from the Yardbirds. Michelle Lee is 75 from Knott's Landing.
All right. Chuck Taylor was born on Saturday at the anniversary. He was actually the first celebrity to endorse a line of shoes. Which is kind of interesting because Chuck Taylor
makes shoes.
Is still one of the top selling shoes in history. The Converse folks.
And they've really, really made a comeback within the last couple of years.
Got that classic look. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and that's the best part about them. They don't try to change things.
No.
They may do a new color or a new pattern, but it's the same shoe.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It's in this day and time. Happy birthday to Rolaids. They were invented in 1954.
Okay.
And get this, in 1916, so that's 101 years ago, Mary Pickford became the first star to get $1 million contract.
Wow.
That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a lot of money now.
And I don't know that they paid taxes, if that's right. Anyway, it was the Coen brothers, so I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
All right, back over to Sunday now. It's Color TV Day. It's the anniversary of the first color broadcast. There were no color televisions in America in homes. There were 40 of them that existed nationwide. They just wanted to see if they could do it.
Okay.
I know.
And they did it.
National Catfish Day. Celebrate as you wish. And Strawberry Parfait Day.
Oh.
And just to let you know while you're thinking about it, because it's going to be like hot on Sunday, that's 6 months till Christmas Eve.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Birthdays on Sunday.
Busy Phillips is 38 from Cougar Town and a number of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Cardellini is 42. Mm-hmm. She was Velma in Scooby-Doo and was on Mad Men as well. Jeff Cohen, who played Chunk in The Goonies, is 43,
mm-hmm.
did the Truffle Shuffle.
Yep.
Angela Kinsey is 46.
She's from Waco.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's from The Office.
A little short chick.
Yeah.
She's about like 5'2".
Short chick.
Yeah, she's about 5'2".
All right.
This name's always fun to say. Dikembe Mutombo is 51 from the NBA. Erica Gimple's 53 was on the TV series Fame.
Mm.
Ricky Gervais, the original creator of The Office over there in Britain, was 56 on Sunday. Anthony Bourdain, the guy who eats all the weird foods.
Oh, yeah.
And just a bit opinionated.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Just a little.
Yeah.
Jimmy Walker.
Oh.
JJ.
Yeah.
He's 70 and dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And Carly Simon, 72.
Okay.
June Lockhart, who was Lassie's mom, is 92.
Oh.
Eric Carle, he's the kids author, is 88. And so there you go. That's a weekend full of birthdays at 6:24 right now.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now we find ourselves in a position. Now the president has lawyers and Mike Pence has lawyers and everybody in the White House has lawyers and everybody, you know, gets worried and concerned. And then you have conflicts of interest where Mueller shouldn't be as the best friend of James Comey talking to him before his testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. And Rosenstein, if he makes one recommendation, he shouldn't, you know, I guess the only obstruction would be against himself for making the recommendation. And Mueller is Comey's BFF. And then he's hiring all of these, you know, hardcore left-wing Democratic activist donors that don't like Donald Trump. Well, can we hire at least a few people and balance it out and put Trump supporters in there one for one? I mean, I don't think I've seen a deck stack like this in my life.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are few things in life as rewarding as being part of a worthy cause. Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of the nonprofit organization Smile Farms. At Smile Farms, we find it unacceptable that nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities are unemployed in the United States. So we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms is dedicated to supporting people with special needs by providing meaningful work experiences and social interaction. Smile Farms is making a difference by offering fulfilling jobs at local farms, urban gardens, and greenhouses. What began as one Smile Farms has quickly grown into three, with three more set to open this year. Through your charitable donations, Smile Farms will continue to create similar opportunities across the U.S. and make a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs and their families.
Visit smilefarms.org to learn how you can make a donation and change a life. That's smilefarms.org.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Did you ever use one of those George Foreman grills? I used to love mine. It was always a cool way to do all kinds of things like grill up a quick hamburger or even make a panini, but I never thought it had the potential to be used as a weapon. Apparently I was wrong. I'm Brad Mitchell and this is a bit of info. So a 23-year-old woman named Melanie Sheehan lives on Prince Edward Island in Canada, and a judge recently ordered her to have no contact with a guy she used to live with. It's not clear what happened exactly, but apparently they used to date. The judge also ordered him to stay away from her. But unfortunately, Melanie ignored that order and recently showed up at his apartment to get some of her stuff. Then they started arguing and he told her to leave, but instead she attacked him and bashed him over the head with the one thing all single guys have lying around, his George Foreman grill. She also tried to break his TV by punching it and grabbed a pair of scissors at one point. When the cops got there, he was still bleeding from a few cuts on his head. So apparently the George Foreman grill can knock you around just about as good as its namesake. This all happened back in April, but Melanie just pleaded guilty to assault charges and not following a court order. She was sentenced to 60 days in jail, 18 months of probation, and can't go within 1,500 feet of his apartment. But I can't help but wonder if she also can't go within 1,500 feet of a George Foreman grill. At least maybe the guy can consider himself lucky that the George Foreman grill isn't known for slicing and dicing. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Good morning, 628, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking weather, sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, going to have about 96 or so for a high temperature today, so those north winds and all that kind of stuff is gone. We'll have a heat index values around 108 today, so just be aware of that. 20% chance of rain tonight. Now, tomorrow, high near 90. That's the good news. We'll have some probably some clouds and a 40% chance of rain on Saturday night. Sunday, it elevates to a 50% chance of rain. Sunday night, about 40%. And then Monday, 50% chance of rain. So watch out for showers over the weekend and into early next week. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 9. We have overcast skies at 77.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. The U.S. has halted imports of fresh Brazilian beef after a high percentage of shipments failed to pass safety checks. The USDA says it had recurring concerns about the safety of the products intended for the American market after increasing tests on Brazilian beef in March. JBS, the world's largest meat packer, declined to comment on the U.S. ban. Facebook is launching a U.K. program to train and fund local organizations to combat extremist material online as internet companies attempt to clamp down on hate speech and violent content on their services. Facebook, which outlined new efforts to remove extremist and terrorism content from its social media platform last week, launched the online Civil Courage Initiative in the UK today. The new initiative will train non-governmental organizations to help them monitor and respond to extremist content and create a dedicated support desk so they can communicate directly with Facebook. On Wall Street, futures indicating a mostly lower open this morning. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only, do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. As local law enforcement continues to deal with summertime property crimes, some arrests have also been made. College Station Police credit an observant citizen who reported suspicious activity yesterday morning about a quarter of five. CSPD says that led to the arrests of two men and a 13-year-old for vehicle burglaries in the Wood Creek subdivision. A pair of 18-year-olds, Trevor and Tyler Bagby, along with the teen, are accused of taking a gun and other items. A Bryan man previously warned to stay away from a College Station apartment complex was arrested after he was found in another vacant unit. According to the arrest report, 27-year-old Tamont Givens is accused of having $7,600 of stolen property from a neighboring unit at the Mark Apartments on Harvey Road. According to online jail records, this is Givens' second arrest in the last 3 months and the fourth in the last year and a half. Wednesday, CSPD received reports of five more burglaries and five more thefts. That brings the running total over the last 7 days to 74 property crimes, which also include unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and forgeries. College Station school board members could take final action next month on a first-ever policy to establish a formal procedure for adjusting campus boundaries. Four trustees who attended this week's meeting had no opposition to the latest draft, which you can read online at WTAW.com. The proposal calls for administrators to first explore altering student enrollment options before exploring boundary changes or considering building additions or adding new campuses. Board Vice President Jeff Harris wanted to further define the role of community committees, which would be an option for future boards. That's after he was left with questions after committees made recommendations last year.
I didn't get to see when they got down to their last handful of options, what were the advantages and disadvantages of each one? What decisions were to be made and how did that work out? And when you are the ultimate decision maker, I think that's the very real discussion and the very real analysis that needs to be had.
The proposal calls for the board to receive an update each January reviewing various categories. That includes whether student population is between 85 and 110% of building capacity and the socioeconomic makeup of the student body. It's Amateur Radio Operator Week in Texas, and you have the opportunity to learn more about the Bryan Amateur Radio Club this weekend. Member Philip Gates says they've been serving the community since 1956.
They meet to share technology and information. We have operating events like what's coming up with Field Day, plus we sometimes have special event stations that we put on the air, and they also respond to emergencies and communication needs for civic events as well.
Gates says if you come to this weekend's Field Day event at Brian Bachman Park, you'll see operators using their equipment like they would in an emergency when other communication services like cell phones and televisions are not working.
We provide service to the Department of Public Safety, to the Sheriff's Office, to Brazos County Emergency Management. We have radio equipment pre-installed in all the local hospitals, for example. And we can provide the staff to go and man those stations and get communications on the air so that we can get some kind of interactivity going in these disaster situations.
Visit brianarc.org for more information on the club and this weekend's event. There are different reactions from the two U.S. senators from Texas regarding the Senate's plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. John Cornyn says their plan is a critical step towards delivering on our promise to provide the relief Texans so desperately need. Ted Cruz says the Senate's draft does not appear to accomplish the most important promise we made to Americans to repeal Obamacare and their health care costs.
The key to getting it done, to getting to yes, is we need common sense reforms that lower the cost of premiums so that health insurance is more affordable for families.
Online at WTAW.com, you can read the entire statements issued by Cornyn and Cruz. There is also a link to read the Senate's plan. 2 years after winning election as Texas Agriculture Commissioner, Sid Miller has been sanctioned for sloppy reporting of campaign finances.
The Texas Ethics Commission fined Miller a total of $2,750 to resolve two complaints accusing him of improper accounting. The Texas Tribune reports campaign spokesman Todd Smith called the investigation nothing more than a politically motivated witch hunt. Miller has faced other financial questions while in office. Progress Texas formally complained to the Ethics Commission last year that Miller misused campaign funds for two trips that involved personal activities. That complaint is still pending. Miller called the complaints harassment and said there's absolutely nothing illegal or wrong with either of those trips. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
For those of you who have flown American Airlines, you may have seen new uniforms worn by the flight attendants and pilots. Well, after 9 months of complaints, American is getting rid of the uniforms. Jazz Kennedy is one of the flight attendants who say they became sick because of toxic materials in the new uniforms.
My throat closes up, my neck gets very tight and stiff, and I get a little extreme fatigue along with a really bad headache. And if I go on a trip and I get back in town, if I'm able to finish the trip, and most of the time I can't, it takes me a couple of days of just being in bed feeling flu-like just to get over it.
Kennedy says she can't even be around other employees wearing the new uniforms. American says it may take 2 or 3 years to find a new supplier and replace the uniforms. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 77 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study and follow God's Word. Please visit bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more. Like in the days of old, it seems that there is a famine in the land, not one of bread and water, but one of not knowing God's Word. Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Tragically, most people take time for leisure, vacation, etc., but few pause to truly study God's inspired Word, the Bible. But they should. John chapter 12, verse 48 reads, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days." Yes, if Jesus, according to his New Testament, is going to judge us, then it seems we should all strive to know the book. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study and follow God's word. Please visit bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more. Have a good day.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now.
Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com. It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. America's Country Store, Sabi Boutique, Marriott Homes, and Coldwell Banker Acton Realtors. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Good morning, it's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today and hot, high temperature 94 to 98. Tonight, periods of clouds and 74 to 78. Not as hot on Saturday with clouds around, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. A few showers, low 70s on Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a shower or a thunderstorm, and again, upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, in Omaha, TCU moves on to face Florida tonight after their win over Louisville yesterday in the College World Series. Meanwhile, Kalen Stitcher has been named as the new sports performance coach at A&M, and Jordan Spieth leads by one stroke at the PGA's Travelers Championship. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I think the Louisville coach lost the game for his team last night.
Yeah.
Just made a bad decision. Sent a guy. Well, and then the umpire blew the call. But aside from that, it was just fine. They did. I don't know who this broadcast crew, I forget who it was last night. I don't care that much who they are. But they were a lot more fun. They talked about a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about college baseball is it's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Definitely.
Those guys still have fun doing what they do. But they did discuss, we mentioned yesterday, the shortstop for LSU has this great head of hair,
mm-hmm.
and he dyed it.
Yep.
And dyed it blonde, and apparently he was walking around in Omaha all that day with a hoodie on.
Yeah, because he didn't want Coach to find out.
And so Coach found out, and Coach had a little discussion with
him. Yeah, wasn't very happy.
But did you hear that Coach Maneri's wife weighed in?
Said, stop being a fuddy-duddy.
I mean, wow.
Called him a fuddy-duddy.
She calls out the coach.
Yep.
So we know who's in charge there.
And I get it. You know, he said, I don't like the attention grabber kind of antics. You know, they need to be here to focus on baseball. And, you know, Louisville comes to the College World Series already with their hair done. I mean, that's something that they obviously did as a team.
Right.
And, you know, whatever. These guys... You know, you're at the hotel, you're probably supposed to be, like, looking at scouting reports,
right.
And you're busy dyeing each other's hair blonde,
yeah.
and shaving it like Charlie Sheen in Major League.
Right.
So I think that's probably where the coach's concern was.
Well. In their defense, that is a cool hairstyle.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The idea just... But
wild thing.
But at some... Right. At some point, you gotta take a breath. So...
Yep.
And I think that's it. So they won.
They won.
With his hair dyed.
He finally got a hit. He was,
yeah.
like, 0-for-8 before
yep.
then.
That's right. So why not?
Coach is like, you know, we didn't like that you did that, but now everybody do it.
Yeah, if that works, then that'll be fine.
Whatever.
So they go back to playing during the day today because they got to get the bracket set up
yep.
for the championship thing, which starts on Monday. Can you tell I'm going to talk about this damn healthcare thing? Yeah. I mean, we've already had it in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And Cornyn and Cruz are on different sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Rand Paul, he's really conservative, so he's against it.
The intention is not to take down the bill. The intention is to make the bill better.
Uh-huh, right.
And I believe the leverage and the count of four
yeah.
people.
Am I supposed to be hearing something?
Enough.
Yeah, really.
Hopefully those who read the bill will say, we want some or all of their votes,
right.
And therefore he'll try to make the bill look more like a repeal bill and
okay.
less like a reiteration of Obamacare.
Yeah, we only had one channel.
Yep.
But he's only like half a guy.
Hopefully your left channel was working.
It was fine, yeah. Well, speaking of left channel, it would have to be Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy, of course, speaks out against the bill.
Whether they call it a wolf in sheep's clothing or a Trojan horse, that it's been rolled out as a discussion document today.
Uh-huh.
All of it is very harmful, and while they may throw a few early crumbs, the long-term harm that they will do to our children, to our seniors, to our veterans.
Okay. All right, Nancy.
Call them all out.
There's
That's
just,
right.
I mean, I'm sorry, but there's just a difference between harmful and cheap. Because
yeah.
that's what it is, really. It's, you know, when you cut things from government programs, generally Democrats jump on you for saying you don't have a heart, you don't care, you're being a harmful, horrible, mean person. But in reality, it's just that, like, no, we just want people to pay for their own stuff.
If they would. And we had this discussion when it was Obamacare. The whole deal that, you know what, our general manager is a real nice guy and all that kind of stuff, but why is it his job to choose our health insurance?
Right.
Yeah.
When do we have to start paying attention to that? And, you know, you go to the drugstore and all you got to do is pay your $25 copay. You think everything's cool. Hey, well, how much did that really cost? And,
mm-hmm.
and until we become consumers, I mean, you decide which bananas you're going to buy, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't
exactly.
call, you don't call your boss and go, I'm standing here in the produce and I don't know what I should buy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we need to become consumers. We need to understand it better.
Yeah, part of that is that they need to make the language a little more comprehensive because I consider myself at least a semi-intelligent person.
Right?
And when I look at healthcare stuff,
oh,
I mean, when I look
gosh.
At insurance stuff, I almost fall asleep.
Yeah, it makes my head want to explode.
I'm somebody who enjoys studying like quantum physics, and I will fall asleep looking at healthcare stuff.
Well, and again, and I don't know that our elected officials need to make that decision. We need to be consumers in the marketplace. We really, really do.
But, yeah.
So, you know, anyhow. So we got that going on. And did I mention it's Take Your Dog to Work Day?
It is Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Just as important as this healthcare thing.
I haven't seen any dogs this morning yet.
The one good thing about this is that the Republicans got to get this thing voted out by next week if they're going to do it. So we won't be dragging this on forever. And that means they actually have to vote on something. Yeah, actually have to do their job.
Gotta do some work.
What? See how that'll work out for you, okay? Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, June 24th features Corey Morrow with guest Cameron Nelson. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase that Saturday, June 24th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
I worried about my health. I'd gained so much weight. Didn't want to travel, nothing fit. A flight of stairs was terrifying. I was missing out on my own life. But since surgery, I've lost 80 pounds and the real me is back. I'm getting smaller. My world's getting bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Landscape architects describe the various parts of our gardens as rooms. Each of these outdoor rooms has a function, and together they make up our overall garden design. Carrying the analogy one step farther, most of our interior rooms have doors, and so we might also want to consider some form of separation between the various parts of our landscape. That's precisely why we're gathered here today. These are portals in our planting, sites of passage. I'll be back with details after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You may decide that you need little more than a jet out of a planting of shrubs to mark the boundaries between rooms. They don't even have to be tall and obscuring. A sweep of low evergreen shrubs and a curved bed may be all that is needed, especially if you're dealing with a smaller urban lot. Think of it in terms of the back of a sofa or a grouping of chairs used to define the entry in the living room. That's not a wall in formal terms, but it accomplishes the function of identifying the boundary. I used a passageway of that type between our front and side yards for many years. Shrubs extended toward a walkway from either side. Seen together, they acted as a visual barricade to define the two spaces. You could see and walk between them, but you knew there were two distinct areas involved. However, one day as I was prowling around in garden art sales yards, I found an attractive arch made of rusty wrought iron. It cost me $140. It looked like it would make the ideal doorway, so I bought it and brought it home. I sprayed it with lacquer to keep the rust from rubbing off on our clothes, and I set it in concrete. I traded my old stepping stone path for a more visible walk of concrete pavers I'd made so that that hallway between rooms would be more obvious, and I've been really happy with the results ever since. My arch has no gate, so it offers absolutely no security, no enclosure. If that's an issue for you in your landscape, opt instead for a fence or a wall with a lockable gate. It could be an attractive wooden picket fence cut to any design that you want. They're fairly easy to trim. All you need is a template. Pressure-treated pine will last longest, but you need to let it weather a couple of months before you'll be able to paint it. Maybe you're not in love with the idea of having to repaint white pickets every 6 or 8 years. It might be that a brick wall or a wrought iron gate would be better for you. In that case, there are limitless options. And there's also the opportunity to go funky. If a rustic batten board fence is a possibility, it can add a lot of fun and whimsy to your surroundings. It can almost look like it's been built out of recycled lumber, as long as it's in keeping with the surroundings. Some people carry that even farther, incorporating actual house doors into their garden walls. They'll paint them with fun colors, and they'll decorate them with all kinds of garden designs. That really is a great deal of fun. Maybe you have a home or a weekend cottage in the hill country. Maybe you have pipe fencing surrounding it, and that look can be brought right up to the landscape as well. Just let your mind run wild. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, in the College World Series, Sean Weimer struck out National Player of the Year Brendan McKay in two key situations while pitching 4 1/3 innings of shutout relief, and TCU was on the right side of two close plays in a 4-3 win over Louisville. TCU now moves on to play Florida tonight in Omaha. Meanwhile, Texas A&M baseball announced their annual list of team honors yesterday after the Aggies concluded the 2017 campaign with a 41-23 record, extending their school string of consecutive NCAA championship appearances to 11 seasons, claiming their 9th overall NCAA regional title and appearing in their 6th College World Series. Freshman Braden Shoemake was awarded the Marion Pugh Most Valuable Player Award, as well as the Breezy RBI Award. Junior Kaylor Chafin was one of the nation's top relief pitchers and was selected by his teammates to receive the C.E. Pat Olson Outstanding Pitcher Award. The Wally Moon Award is given annually to the player who shows the most improvement from the fall to the end of the season. This year, sophomore Cole Bedford was chosen by his teammates as recipient of that honor. The Brazos Valley Bombers are ranked 12th in the nation and are the lone representative on the list from the TCL in the Collegiate Summer Baseball National Rankings. The Bombers face the Cane Cutters tonight in Youngsville. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley's new soccer team, the Cavalry, earned a 4-0 win over Houston last night out at Nutrabolt. The Cavalry next face Texas United tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., again out at Nutrabolt.
Meanwhile, Texas A&M announced the addition of Kalen Stitcher as a sports performance coach yesterday. Stitcher will work primarily with the women's basketball program. She comes to Aggieland from Baylor, where she was an athletic performance and nutrition assistant in 2016 and 2017. She designed and implemented the training program for the Baylor women's tennis program, as well as assisting with soccer, track, volleyball, acrobatics, and softball. She also assisted in the sports nutrition for all Bear sports, including football, men's basketball, and women's basketball. Speaking of new coaches, Bryan High School has a new head girls track and field coach. Bryan ISD has announced that Jennifer Pittman will replace Stacey Beal as the Lady Vikings head coach. Beal retired from teaching at the end of the school year. Pittman is a Texas A&M graduate and has been with Bryan ISD for 10 years. She was the girls coordinator at Sam Rayburn Middle School for 4 years and became an assistant volleyball and track coach at Bryan High in 2012. In Major League Baseball, Josh Reddick homered and scored 4 runs. Jake Mariznick and Marwin Gonzalez each went deep, and the Houston Astros beat the Oakland Athletics 12-9, making them the first team in the majors to reach 50 wins this season. Here's Skip A.J. Hinch on what that means for the team.
It's obviously nice to win that many games that quickly, but we're pretty even keel around here. We don't talk a lot about getting to 40 wins, getting to 50 wins. We're going to continue to press forward, try to win as many as we can.
The Astros are back at it on the road tonight in Seattle to face the Mariners in a 3-game series. First pitch is at 9:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
and the 1-2 swing and a drive, well hit ball deep left field. Gomez is watching. We are too. It sails way out of here. Carlos Gomez hits his second home run of the ball game, his 9th of the season.
Carlos Gomez homered twice to drive in 5 runs, and the Texas Rangers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 11-4. The Rangers will look to keep last night's momentum going as they hit the road to face the Yankees tonight in NYC. First pitch for that one's at 6:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And out on the links, Jordan Spieth is the leader through 1 round of the PGA's Travelers Championship in Connecticut. Spieth hit a wedge to 4 feet for birdie on the final hole to complete a 7-under-63 for a one-stroke lead over Johnson Wagner. Rory McIlroy shot a 67 and Jason Day carded a 2-over-72 after missing the cut at the U.S. Open last Friday. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tomlite experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop Tomlite.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tomlite experience. That's the Tomlite difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tomlite Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
When it comes to your health, you want one place that can go the distance with you.
As the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, Baylor Scott & White Health has the resources, the technology, and the expertise. From primary care to precision medicine, all under one name. So no matter where life finds you, today or in years to come, trust that we'll be there to care for you. To find a Baylor Scott & White physician, visit bswhealth.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jerry Jones. Jerry's got friends in high places. TMZ reports he kicked off his summer vacation by visiting the Pope.
Oh, yeah, of course. And he brought him an autographed jersey.
He did. And it said Papa Francisco on it. It's the Pope. Come on, Jerry. Gee.
Oh, but, wow. Man. Everybody wants a Cowboys jersey.
Yep. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, and he'll put a bumper sticker on the Pope mobile, too, right? I thought it's America's team, not everybody's team. But, of course, Jerry thinks so. Hey, look for a high temperature today, about 96 and heat index of 108. So be careful out there. 77 right now, 7 o'clock WTA.